Pekerja di industri makanan cepat saji, perhotelan, retail dan farmasi akan melihat penurunan tingkat penalti hari Minggu sebanyak 5% dari bulan Juli mendatang. Pemotongan penuh sebesar 25-50% kemudian akan diberlakukan pada tahun 2019 untuk sebagian pekerja di industri tertentu, dan pada tahun 2020 untuk industri lain. Fair Work Commission atau Komisi Keadilan Kerja telah mengeluarkan keputusan dalam pengubahan transisi atas pemotongan tarif penalti tersebut yang ditandai pada bulan Februari lalu. Menteri Pekerjaan Michelle Yakes mengatakan kepada ABC bahwa ia menyambut baik rincian dari pemotongan tersebut.
What this now does is it gives certainty to employers who can now plan over the next 3 to 4 years in terms of their workforce, but it also gives certainty to employees.
Pekerja di industri cepat saji dan perhotelan akan menerima potongan penuh mereka pada tahun 2019. Sementara pekerja retail dan farmasi akan mengalami penurunan bertahap hingga tahun 2020. Tingkat penalti liburan publik juga akan turun sebanyak 25% dari tanggal 1 Juli untuk pekerja di industri makanan cepat saji, perhotelan, restoran, retail, dan farmasi. Komisi Keadilan Kerja tersebut menemukan bahwa tingkat penalti hari Minggu yang ada di 4 industri telah memberi imbalan berlebih bagi karyawan untuk pekerjaan di hari Minggu. Komisi tersebut mengatakan, pelaksanaan keputusan tersebut tepat waktu dan sesuai. Sementara itu, juru bicara ketenagakerjaan pihak oposisi Brandon O'Connor mengatakan, keputusan tersebut akan memastikan pekerja dengan bayaran terendah mendapat pemotongan gaji.
What makes it even worse is that people are on low income as it is. I mean, if you look at the rates of pay in retail, hospitality, fast food, these are very, you know, relatively speaking, very low rates of pay. Penalty rates has ensured that they've had a livable wage. They can afford to pay the rent, pay the mortgage, look after their kids if their parents put petrol in the car, as simple, you know, as that. Taking away a significant chunk of that income for people that are on the margins, the people struggling to make ends meet, it will make it just that bit harder.
Sementara itu, Australian Council of Trade Unions atau ACTU atau juga yang disebut Sekretaris Dewan Perwakilan Dagang Australia, Sally McManus mengatakan, keputusan tersebut adalah hasil yang buruk bagi pekerja.
It's $1 billion out of the pockets of workers, and this money isn't going to communities. New McKell Institute research shows that nearly 40% of it just leaves our country anyway or goes to head offices in our capital cities because they're big multinationals that are sometimes running these companies. So, you know, it's not good for families, but it's certainly not good for communities too because there's less money to spend, and it's not good for our economy because Scott Morrison's whole budget is depending on wage growth of over 3% at the same time our lowest paid workers, and so many of them are getting a pay cut.
Sementara itu, Joanne Schofield, sekretaris dari United Voice, sebuah lembaga persatuan perhotelan, telah mengatakan bahwa ia akan mengajukan banding atas keputusan tersebut. Sementara itu, Brandon O'Connor mengatakan pemotongan harus dihentikan. Dan ia juga menambahkan bahwa Perdana Menteri harus membatalkan apa yang ia nyatakan sebagai keputusan yang tidak adil dan menggemparkan.
The Parliament has the power to qualify or to quash an order made by the Fair Work Commission. Bill Shorten introduced a private member's bill to do exactly that some months ago and has called on Malcolm Turnbull to support it. If we have the government support on that bill, then Labor will have ensured that the penalty rate cuts would have stopped, and really the ball's in Malcolm Turnbull's court because he has the capacity to intervene and join Labor and do exactly that.
Sally McManus mengatakan ACTU mendesak politisi untuk mendukung rancangan undang-undang tersebut.
And we're imploring every LNP member, every Labor, every Green, every Independent to vote for this to stop workers having this drastic and sudden pay cut.
Sementara itu, Michelle Yakes tidak tergerak Ia mengatakan bahwa pemerintah menghormati panggilan wasit independen.
Again, this is a decision of the Independent Fair Work Commission based on the evidence that was presented by both the union groups and the employer groups. And it obviously comes into place on the 1st of July, but it's a decision that is taking into account the views of employers, the views of union groups on behalf of employees, and it's made in what are the best interests of jobs and the economy.
Juru bicara dari Australian Industry Group Policy atau Lembaga Kebijakan Industri Australia, Stephen Smith, mengatakan, ini adalah keputusan yang sangat penting yang harus dihormati.
There's a huge amount of evidence and it's completely inappropriate for Parliament to overturn the decision of the independent tribunal.
Mr. Smith mengatakan bahwa transisi tersebut adalah proses yang harus diwaspadai, namun adil. Ia mengatakan pengadilan independen telah menemukan bahwa penurunan tarif penalti akan memiliki dampak positif. Sementara itu, Dewan Bisnis Australia juga menyebut transisi tersebut masuk akal, sementara National Retail Association mengatakan pemotongan penuh seharusnya segera dilakukan.